You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Public consultations are the best way we can get involved on the ongoings of local governance, and LOCS Agency have their draft climate action plan ready for you to have your say. In their draft plan, LOCS Agency hope to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by 51% by 2030 and to be a net zero carbon and climate resilient agency by 2050. Very ambitious indeed. Dr. Sarah McLean is head of science at LOCS Agency. I caught up with her at a public consultation event where she gave a presentation.
I think we all recognise that the ambitions set out in the draft climate action plan are that. They are very ambitious. But it seemed to us when we were designing it that there was very little point in creating an ambition that just paid lip service to the issue. And we are quite a unique mechanism for environmental management because we're in the transboundary areas. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of bridge the gap between two different sets of legislation, two different sets of environmental legislation, two set different sets of climate legislation with different ambitions. And what we don't want is for the transboundary areas to become kind of grey areas. We need to make sure that from an environmental perspective, we are front and foremost.
A key point Dr. McLean made during her presentation is that nature knows no boundaries, which is why it's important for togetherness across borders.
Yeah, I think it's something, and I said it in my presentation, it's one of those things that I genuinely say 3 or 4 times a week, which is that ecosystems don't end at jurisdictional boundaries. So the species that LOCS Agency has remit over, particularly Atlantic salmon, are moving across vast distances. So they're spending the beginning of their life in freshwater in our systems, and that's where we can be of impact by improving those habitats. But they then mature and then they leave Loch Foyle and they leave Carlingford Loch and they go out into the Atlantic where they're feeding and they're growing. And if they're not protected when they're out there, the impact of our protection in freshwater sort of loses something, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. What we don't want is to end up with species that have different levels of protection at different stages in their life cycle. And the impact of climate change is massive across all of these systems. So what we're doing here has to be, and that's why the ambition is as strong as it is, it has to have enough gravitas that it isn't going to make an impact.
Covering a vast area like this requires transportation, which is why their fleet is a target area of the draft climate plan.
So we look at the conservation and protection of aquatic systems across the two cross-border catchments in Ireland, Northern Ireland. That's the Loch Foyle catchment and the Carlingford catchment. We're talking just shy of 5,000 square kilometres. That's a huge amount of area, and quite a lot of it's very remote. So we have staff on the ground, scientific staff out doing surveys and monitoring. We have protection staff out on the ground doing enforcement, doing angling checks, licence checks, farm checks, all those sorts of things. So most of the work that we do is not done behind a desk in an office. It's done out in the field in remote areas. And so our fleet is really important, our vehicles, and the same with our boats as well. We have survey vessels and boats that we use out on the locks to do our work there. And so being mobile and being out in the catchment is really important. And for that reason, our fleet is currently sitting at 77% of our scope one emissions, of our total emissions. So trying to find, I suppose, a happy medium between being able to get our work done and being able to go out safely into remote areas and, you know, into the countryside and onto the water, and trying to reduce the emissions from fleet is quite a complex task, but it doesn't mean we can't do it. And so it's about looking at how we prioritise those vehicles and what vehicles we use for what. And if there's vehicles that don't maybe have to go out into the field, can they be electric vehicles? Can they be low emission vehicles? As I said, I think there's another element to it. So it's not just accepting where we are right now as the end point. Technology is advancing, technology is improving. And over the lifetime of the Climate Action Plan, the agency needs to be agile in looking at those new types of technology and how we can use them. Not just to the technology for electric vehicles and low emission vehicles, but also technology that allows us to remotely monitor our sites, so we don't have to visit them so often. Technology that allows remote working so that people aren't having to travel to work, that sort of thing.
Here's how you can have your say. The online consultation closes on the 31st of January, 2024.
So the Draft Climate Action Plan is on LOCS Agency's website. Mm-hmm. And there's also a platform there for a public consultation, a 12-week public consultation on the draft. And there are four questions on there that the public can answer if they want to, or if they just want to make comment. And we'll have a look at those comments and see where we can integrate them.
That's all for this week. You can find more information and the Draft Climate Plan itself on our tip sheet that will be on our website, highlandradio.com, also on irstoprotect.ie, and you'll find it on our socials as well. A big thanks to Dr. Sarah McLean for taking the time to speak to me, and to Anya Sweeney for working the socials. Don't forget, you can also get involved with our own survey that's also on our website and irstoprotect.ie. That's all from this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out irstoprotect.ie for more information.